I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Chelsea, before we get to that, NFL owners are meeting in Atlanta, and Ian Rappaport of NFL Network says there might be, oh, please God, let this happen, a movement to drop the Pro Bowl from the NFL calendar. Now, betting-wise, we've seen over time that betting overs when it comes to the Pro Bowl is probably the way to go because there's always a ton of points. No one ever plays any defense. But when you see the Pro Bowl today and what it's become, would you miss the Pro Bowl at all? Because I haven't watched the Pro Bowl in years. I can barely get through the highlights. And it's not even a game. It's essentially touch football out there.
And nobody wants to play in it. Because remember, didn't like Josh Allen decline and like all of these guys decline to where the quarterbacks we had in the Pro Bowl, wasn't Carson Wentz one of the quarterbacks? I'm trying to think, but I don't even care enough to check these rosters. No one cares about the Pro Bowl anymore. And the problem with football is it is such a violent contact sport that nobody wants to do this at the end of a season. They want to rest. And I know that there is no defense played at the Pro Bowl, but still, there's just not a ton of motivation for these guys to play in it. You look at all-star games across other sports, and you know the NBA is not a great example, but I will say baseball. There's actually something on the line there because isn't it home field advantage in the World Series goes to the winner of the all-star game? Like, there's actually something on the line there.
There's nothing on the line at the Pro Bowl. I don't even know if they still played in Hawaii or Orlando. I hate the Pro Bowl. I'd rather watch paint dry. I'd rather watch my 600-pound life. I'd rather listen to Stephen A. Smith scream until I'm deaf in my left ear. I'd rather eat a Hot Pocket that's 2 million degrees. There is no point in the Pro Bowl. And what's so ridiculous about it, Chelsea, is that you have players, like you said, who end up playing the Pro Bowl. They're like the eighth alternate, so someone who doesn't belong ends up playing. It's just ridiculous. And I think this would be a smart move from the NFL. The only question is, you know how it is. It's just going to come down to money. If they're making money off of it, the NFL owners will find a way to keep it going. But I think this would be a smart move, particularly after extending the season to 17 games, the regular season. They need to end this thing. Take it out back, put it out of its misery. It was good for a while, but now there's no reason for it.
I think there's another solution to this problem. Like, maybe don't do the Pro Bowl, maybe do an NFL all-rookie game where we have like the NFL Next, where we do like the young superstars who actually want to improve their brand and showcase their talents. And yes, it's still going to play like the Pro Bowl where nobody plays defense because nobody wants to get hurt. But maybe those guys will actually show up, and that's a way to market the young talent. And it's not just a black hole, because the thing about the NFL, they need to have a presence all the time. They're not going to give up that one weekend where there's no football. They're going to be doing something, whether it's, you know, flag football or whatever, a skills challenge, or maybe just do skills challenges, because I actually find myself watching the skills challenges way more than I do the actual Pro Bowl. Jinx, do you ever find yourself dialed in to these quarterbacks hitting these targets or not hitting these targets? I think that's the more interesting angle, is when you see a quarterback, like, wasn't it Lamar Jackson that went to the skills challenge one year and couldn't hit any of the targets?
Yeah, I think it was. And I think that's mildly interesting. What they should do is have the worst team in the NFL play the best team in college football. That no. would be awesome. Yeah. Like have the Jags take on Georgia and see what happens. I mean, the Jags would kill them, but that would be at least interesting, an interesting exercise. Or take a bunch of NFL all-stars or Pro Bowlers to a carnival, and whoever wins ring toss can take bragging rights. I don't know. I'm so over the Pro Bowl. It should have ended a long time ago. I don't know anyone who gets excited about the Pro Bowl unless you're a degenerate bettor. And as we know, again, overs are always the play, no defense. So if you're one of those guys who needs football action during the offseason, that's the only way I can imagine you would miss this game. But it's been dead for a long time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We've seen a ton of movement in the NFL quarterback-wise this offseason. From Carson Wentz going to the Commanders, Matt Ryan is now playing in Indy, Deshaun Watson signs with the Browns. So of these moves, and certainly you can choose another one if you like it, but where are you finding value with these quarterbacks in new places?
Well, I would, if I wasn't a Titans fan, I think I would look very closely at Matt Ryan going to Indianapolis. Right now, yeah. The Colts minus 105 to win the AFC South, and a lot of it is because I don't have a ton of faith in my Titans and looking at their offense without A.J. Brown and without Julio Jones, because we saw this Titans offense really struggle when those two guys weren't playing, which was a good chunk of the season. Derrick Henry cannot do it all. We've seen the play calling be extremely stale. We all know when Derrick Henry is running the football. And the problem is you can be the greatest running back on the face of planet Earth like Derrick Henry is, but if you can't get past the initial line of scrimmage and everyone knows that you're running the football, you're not going to get too far, as we saw in that game against the Bengals. So I think maybe Indianapolis to win the AFC South. I hate saying that because I hate the Colts, but looking at Matt Ryan, I think he will find a decent role here with the Colts, who have a great team around him. It's a team that's fundamentally sound. They run the football extremely well behind Jonathan Taylor, and also they have a great defense. So I think Matt Ryan and the Colts, probably a team you need to watch for when it comes to the AFC South.
I'm keeping my eye on the Commanders to win the NFC East at 5-1 to the third longest odds behind the Cowboys, who I believe are minus money favorites, and Eagles, who, if my memory serves, are 2-1. But they're going to be, I don't want to say so much better, but it's all relative, right? I am not a Carson Wentz guy. And when he signed with Indianapolis, I thought this is not a good signing because I don't particularly see him as an upgrade. He's never gotten it done. And now he's back in the NFC East. However, that said, you're talking about a guy who's taking over Taylor Heineke, who is not a starter in the NFL. Yeah, he's had his moments. He's not a starter. But if you look at the offensive weapons he's going to have, Antonio Gibson is really versatile in the backfield. Terry McLaurin is a stud. He's going to get paid. If Jahan Dotson out of Penn State turns out to be the guy they think he's going to be, I think he could be not necessarily special, but very effective as a rookie. And that defense, that Washington defense, was supposed to be great last year. It was supposed to be that defense that took the next step because they were top five two seasons ago. What happens? Chase Young underperforms, blows out his knee. But Young is going to be back if he's motivated. And you pair him with John Allen, I think the Commanders could be trouble in that division, particularly when you're talking about 5-1 odds.
I think the sabotage factor is a lot of people like the Eagles to win the NFC East. And we haven't even talked about the Cowboys, who I will say are an excellent regular season team. The problem usually comes for Dallas in the postseason. So I think we will see a much more competitive division this year out of the NFC East. But I think my money would be on the Eagles. The fact that their ownership has really bought into a win now mode, but mm-hmm. a lot of it hinges on Jalen Hurts because, yes, they're giving him these excellent weapons with which to work. AJ Brown is great, especially at running the play action. So, you know, if they're running the ball, AJ Brown's good at working in that type of offense because that's what he did at Tennessee. But still, Jalen Hurts has to make the right decisions. And so many times have I bought into Jalen Hurts as the guy. Jalen Hurts says all the right things and he sounds like a franchise quarterback, but mm-hmm. he's not a rookie anymore. And he did make strides last year, but it was such a low bar to clear because what was his completion percentage in his first year? Like 50-something percent? Of course he's going to be better. So I'm not still completely sold on Jalen Hurts, but still, that's an Eagles team that is in win-now mode and they're giving him all the tools to succeed.
I will say this about Jalen Hurts. First of all, he's eminently likable. Like, I love listening to him speak. He's very charming. He certainly knows the game and has a lot of respect across the NFL, but this is it for him. Like, this is his year to prove it. If you're on the Eagles, you need Jalen Hurts to step up because they do have AJ Brown. They have Devontae Smith. They have solidified that defense. And remember last year when the Eagles got better, it was because they started focusing on their ground game. But Jalen Hurts has to get it done, or I believe the Eagles move in a different direction. When you look at the AFC North and you talk about a division that is going to be a bloodbath, I mean, these three teams, because, well, all four, I think the Steelers could be a factor. But, man, it's tight near the top. The Browns, Bengals, and Ravens all at 2-1. To win the AFC North. You have the Steelers back at plus 850. I don't like Deshaun Watson. We can get into that at some point, but ultimately, and I don't trust the Browns, but I really like the Ravens at 2-1. Baltimore was so banged up last year. Their secondary was never healthy. They had issues in the backfield. And remember, there were, a couple games where they went for 2-point conversions, and if they convert those, maybe they have more wins. You have Lamar Jackson, clearly a former MVP. If the Ravens can stay healthy, I like the Ravens a lot at 2-1.
The way for me to bet the AFC North, I believe, is probably taking the points in the underdog every time we see a divisional matchup. And obviously, we need to see the spreads on some of these games. But I would not be surprised. Even the Steelers, the bottom of this division, according to the odds, if they were getting 7 points against the Ravens, I think I'd take that. So I think that's the way you play a division that has a lot of parity. And I think people are shaking their heads saying, well, the Steelers have a new quarterback. They're not going to be good, but we've got to give Mike Tomlin some credit. He's never mm-hmm. had a losing season in 14 seasons in Pittsburgh. So I think you look at this organization and this franchise, the way that they have done the most with the least, and, you know, Big Ben has been a staple and a guy that's going to be a Hall of Famer, but still, I'm not putting it past the Steelers to at least play some of these games closely. So if they're getting points, especially a Steelers team that was great as underdogs last season. I remember last year, a lot of the times we took the Steelers when they were getting points mm-hmm. and they were cash money. So even if they're not winning, I think against the spread, looking at the AFC North, we'll see a lot of close games.
I think so too. I just love Mike Tomlin so much. And I know that Mitch Trubisky is not a great quarterback, but I do think he is such an upgrade over Big Ben's final year. I am not in any way, shape, or form saying that Mitchell Trubisky is in the same league as Ben Roethlisberger, but Ben Roethlisberger had a mannequin arm at the end of last season. He couldn't throw the ball. It limited the Steelers' offense, so all he could do was hand off to Najee Harris or throw a two-yard dump off and hope for the best. By virtue of the fact that they have a younger quarterback in there, and maybe he'll give way to Kenny Pickett at some point, that Steelers' offense will be able to open up. And again, I'm not a huge proponent of betting heavy dogs in NFL divisions, but I am going to put a sprinkle on the Steelers at plus 850 because I do want to see what Mike Tomlin can do with this bunch, this team that I think will be improved naturally by the fact that Big Ben isn't playing anymore.
This speaks to the depth of this conference or this division. We haven't even talked about the Bengals and the Browns, and the Bengals were the story of all last year making it to the Super Bowl, and now they are trying to get some protection for Joe Burrow because that's the thing. Joe Burrow was incredible despite taking all of these sacks from opposing defensive lines. Now they got Lyle Collins to help him out, so it's going to be one of my favorite divisions to watch and bet on.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.